Well, the state Senate has approved Senate Bill 509. That is the bill that deals with implements of husbandry on our state and county roads. According to the author of the bill, Jerry Petrowski, he said the measure would extend equipment weight limits from a maximum single-axle weight of 20,000 pounds to 23,000 pounds, and the maximum gross vehicle weight would go from 80,000 pounds to 92,000 pounds. Under the bill, any time an operator would need to exceed those limits for necessary farm use, they would be required to get a 12-month permit from their local, town, county, or state. Meanwhile, Senate Bill 509 does not require permits for larger height and width instances, but operators must abide by certain rules. Among them, equipment that measures at least 20 feet wide must be accompanied with an escort vehicle with flashing lights. Now, Petrowski added that towns and counties do have the choice to opt out of the process, which means local implements would be free to travel the road without permits if they exceed the weight limits. A companion bill is still pending, though, in the Assembly. While we continue to see fairly strong corn prices, matter of fact, stronger than anyone had expected, and Jerry Bangy, the USDA's Outlook chairman, explains why.
One of the reasons for that is our exports have been doing fairly well. Our exports now are forecast to be 122% of what they were last year. We're at 1.625 billion bushels.
Now, in looking at the rise in our commodity and soybean prices, a lot of people feel that it's because ending stocks are tight and there's more concern about supplies. Well, according to John Grafani, he says the real problem is rail problems in the Dakotas and even coming from Canada.
The markets are trading like we're running out of grain, and I disagree. I think there's plenty of grain, more on the corn and wheat side and the oats. Soybeans, obviously, a little tighter. But there's plenty of grain, but it's just in the wrong place, whereas in 2012, we were truly running out of grain. So I think people are going to be surprised when the weather gets nice, the effect this could have on the markets.
Well, the PED virus continues to be the big topic of conversation on the pork front, and I guess the uncertainty of how big an impact it'll have on hog supplies is hanging over the market. And according to market analyst Steve Meyer, this obviously will have an impact on price.
If you're the only farm that has a disease, it's a disaster for your farm because you lose all these pigs and you don't get any benefit from a price impact. If it's widespread, we have an inelastic demand for pork and an inelastic demand for hogs. That means that if we reduce the quantity on the market by 1%, the price goes up by more than 1%. The perverse impact of this widespread disease is that financially, pork producers are going to do very well this year. And they're going to do better because of the disease than they would have done without it. Now, that doesn't mean any of them are happy about this.
Well, on the cheese market, another solid day for block cheese, up a half cent to $2.32 1/2 cent per pound. Your barrel's now priced at $2.28 1/2 cent, with AA butter at $1.88 1/2 cent per pound. Class 3 prices are mixed, near-term higher with March up 29 cents to $23.19. April prices to $21.60, although June Class 3 drops 2 cents to $19.90. Board of Trade, March corn up 6 1/4 to $4.84 1/4 cent per bushel. May now at $4.88 1/2 cent. Your beans for March down almost 30 cents to $13.82. May drops 26 to $13.88 a bushel. But March wheat is up 24 3/4 to $6.85. As far as the livestock, slaughter cows are stronger, 85 to 105, a top at 108. Most of the slaughter cows, 67 to 84. Slaughter bulls are higher, 88 to all the way up to 118. And as far as those butcher hogs, they're now at 68 to 82. And that is an agricultural update. I'm Mike Austin for WSAU News.